USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is expected to make landfall in the Carolinas sometime on Thursday. Now, the hurricane could end up costing the East Coast more than $170 billion and damage nearly 759,000 homes and businesses. Today, President Trump talked about what is being done to prepare for the storm.
Any amounts of money, whatever it takes, we're going to do. But we're already set up. We have tremendous trucking systems. We have food systems. We have a lot of contractors waiting, but for the most part, it's been handled by FEMA.
Today, as a nation, we remember the lives of those lost during the terrorist attack on September 11th, 2001. Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at the time, and he reflects on 9/11.
It's always a combination of very sad, tragic. Reflect on it. Maybe it was the worst day in American history. We lost more lives than at Pearl Harbor.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides, so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 up close and personal, the sounds and images are embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky, who was at the World Trade Center reporting 17 years ago today.
There are triggers. 17 years later, when I hear the sound of an ambulance, it takes me right back to the streets in New York City, where I stood with other stunned people watching both towers on fire, then the South Tower collapsing in slow motion, and the North Tower following in the path of its twin. I remember looking up and thinking furniture was going out the window. The building's 110 stories tall, 1,000 feet in the air. The human eye can only see so far. But in reality, it was people, not furniture, going out the windows to escape the roaring fire. This is the image I believe top terrorist Osama bin Laden wanted Americans and the world to see.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Tuesday. The Dow was up 113 points to close the day at 25,971. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Recapping one of our top stories, Hurricane Florence is bearing down on the East Coast, expected to make landfall later this week, and South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia all will be affected. Brock Long is an administrator with FEMA.
This is a Cat 4 storm, potentially a Cat 5. At FEMA, we always plan for one category higher. Mm-hmm. This is nothing to play with. You're going to see massive amounts of storm surge along the coast, which is the primary driver of evacuations. And then this system is going to come in and cause devastating inland floods statewide across South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia.
The changing taste of teens when it comes to social media is surveyed, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
Common Sense Media, a San Francisco-based nonprofit focused on kids' use of media and technology, says today's teens say social media has a positive effect on their lives, helping them feel more confident, less lonely, and less depressed. It finds 89% of teenagers have their own smartphone. That's up from 41% in 2012, the last time this survey was conducted. But while 2012's teens were all over Facebook, with 68% of them saying it was their favorite social network, the age group's presence on that social network has plummeted since, with only 15% now saying Facebook's their main go-to. Today, 44% of the teens say their primary social network is Snapchat, and the next is 22% choosing Instagram, which is owned by Facebook.
Things are always changing on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.